As in most consulting rooms, the couch wasn't a couch, but a firm single bed with a dark fitted cover. At the head of the bed was a goose down cushion, and on top of that, a white linen napkin that I changed between patients. The psychoanalyst who rented the room to me had hung one piece of African folk art on the walls many years before. She still used the room in the mornings, and I used it in the afternoons. For that reason, it was impersonal, ascetic even. I was working part-time at the Portman Clinic, a forensic outpatient service. In general, patients referred to the Portman had broken the law. Some had committed violent or sexual crimes. I saw patients of all ages, and I wrote quite a few court reports. At the same time, I was building up my private practice. My plan was to reserve my mornings for clinic work. In the afternoons, I hoped to see private patients who had less extreme or pressing problems. As it turned out, my first private patients were fairly demanding too. Looking back, I see many reasons why these first cases were difficult. Partly there was my own inexperience. I think it takes time, it took me time, to realize just how very different people are from each other. And it probably didn't